WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
How many people will go out and vote in Wisconsin? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is a big question. In the one state that did not delay its primary during these coronavirus shutdowns, some polls are not open. Many workers won't be there, so...
If someone is a member of the Wisconsin National Guard, they are being asked to serve as a poll worker in the county of their residence.
Megan Wolf is the state's Elections Commission Administrator. Fox's Jeff Manasso is live in Kenosha County, Wisconsin.
Dave, we're told the lines are long in some cases here in Wisconsin, and where people are voting and where Democrat Tony Evers, in a last-minute move yesterday, tried to change Wisconsin's spring election to June 9th.
There's no shame in changing course to keep people safe and, quite frankly, to save lives.
Weeks after admitting that he didn't have the power to do so, the state Supreme Court yesterday overruled the governor before the U.S. Supreme Court also ruled against absentee ballot delays, though state elections officials also tell us the results from today's election here in Wisconsin still won't be tallied until next week. Dave.
And Jeff, it's not just Democrats going to vote today for Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. There are local races in a state Supreme Court seat election. The number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. is just shy of 11,000 out of 338,000 cases. But Vice President Pence is hopeful.
We're beginning to see a leveling just at the very beginning.
He says there's progress from Washington State to Louisiana, where the governor now says they may not run out of hospital beds and ventilators this week. New York may also be seeing a flattening of the curve of cases. President Trump is considering a second White House task force to deal with the economic fallout of all the shutdowns from the virus. His economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, just told Fox he hopes,
prayerfully, maybe 4 to 8 weeks is the maximum, and we can come out on the other side with a very strong recovery.
So Congress is considering even more stimulus. Stock futures are rising on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
One place where Vice President Pence also cited some progress battling the coronavirus outbreak is California, but not everywhere in that state.
L.A. County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says the virus is circulating. She reported hundreds of new cases Monday, bringing the county total to more than 3,600, with 147 deaths.
If you have enough supplies in your home, this would be the week to skip shopping altogether. If you can arrange for pharmacies and groceries, medications and groceries to be delivered, this would be the week to put that in place.
She also reported an increase in the number of those hospitalized to 900. 54 people are in the ICU. Just over half have underlying health problems, and just under half are over 65. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There still is not a lot known about this coronavirus as they attempt to make a vaccine in lots of different countries. Why some people who are seemingly healthy and young are getting sick and dying is one big question. And another, why kids are not all that badly affected?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released the first national data on the effects of the coronavirus in kids, finding that while it's not usually as severe in younger people, some do get sick enough to need hospitalization. The report looked at nearly 150,000 confirmed U.S. cases from February 12th through April 2nd, and about 2,500 of those were children. Most of them didn't become severely ill, but three of the children died. The cases were more common in older children and teens, but the more serious cases were more common in infants. The authors of the report cautioned that many details were missing from pediatric cases, so the report should be considered preliminary. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I mentioned that stock futures are surging. They're up more than 800 points for the Dow ahead of the opening bell a little bit later this hour, as markets are also going up big across Europe, up 3%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a shooting. A 32-year-old male showed up at a local hospital with what was believed to be a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. Police say a preliminary investigation indicates the victim was outside a home in the 1100 block of North Champaign Street when an individual on a bicycle appeared in the alley behind the home and fired multiple shots. No arrests have been made. If you know anything, call police at 217-351-4545. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed an executive order saying Illinois inmates who meet the medical criteria may be granted furloughs to minimize the spread of coronavirus in state prisons. His action came as 62 inmates and 40 corrections department staffers have been confirmed to have COVID-19. Two inmates at Stateville Correctional Center have died from the disease. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast now from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Mild today with a high 77. Starting out with some clouds, but some afternoon sunshine expected. Mostly sunny and a high 74 tomorrow, down to 38. Now, with this terrific weather forecast and the mild conditions, public health officials are saying, please stay in as much as possible and stay in your own area to do the yard work and be outside as much as you want to be, but practice social distancing rules. Partly cloudy and windy, high 49, low 30 tomorrow. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. That's on Thursday's forecast. Sunshine on Friday with a high 49, low 34. So these next 2 days up into the mid-70s, and we're at 60 now on ESPN 93.5.
And we're broadcasting on the YouTube channel under Stevie J, steviejay.com for streaming on ESPN 93.5. We're at Facebook Live at Stevie J. And I'll generally just say first names unless he's writes something to me. Like Paul Nuremberg, Mr. I Bowl 300. It's just my genetic makeup. Paul, good morning to you too. Doug, Douglas, Peggy, Mike, Don, Terry all jumped on our Facebook Live. We appreciate you watching as we navigate through the coronavirus, the COVID-19. The press conferences the presidents hold every day, the president and his team, have become must-watching. Don't know if anybody saw it yesterday, but John Decker asked three great questions. He'll be on the show on Thursday. Every week, John Decker live from now his home office. He's normally at the White House every day, but he's our radio friend. John Decker will join us Thursday, but I thought he was a star in the room. He's the only lawyer on press row, and the president knows that and referenced it, in fact, yesterday during a question. Mm-hmm. Well, I did not know, but this March is... Was it March or April? Is like salute to women. Did you know that?
No.
Sherry Perry knew that. Are you there, Sherry?
I did, and I did know that. And I know the feeling also about is it March or April or what day
exactly.
is it?
I mean, to tell you what, it's gone so quickly. What happened to me in the last 4 weeks? Right. Sherry, it sounds like you should have like a Valentine's Sherry Perry's cherries or some of you, your name is wonderful. All right. Sherry is good to have, a business strategist, workplace culture expert. Sherry Perry, why is this whole COVID-19 harder on women?
Yeah, I read the article and I got to tell you, I just don't buy that. I feel like the coronavirus doesn't care what your gender is. It doesn't care, what you do, what your socioeconomic status is. It doesn't care anything. It's basically wreaking havoc on everybody.
What do we do? I mean, we have to manage stress and anxiety and all of those important things, but we also have to, as a country, kind of come together. I think right now is when Democrats, Republicans, everybody gets together and figures it out, and then we can go argue in our brains out next week.
And I think you should maybe run for office because that's exactly what we should be doing. But when we have articles that try to point out that it's harder on one person than another person or somebody's responsible or blaming for this or that, we take all the focus off what needs to happen. So from a leadership perspective, in a business culture, what we're focusing on right now is just constant clear communication. Articles that say things like it's harder on this subset of Americans than another don't do anything to help us move closer towards getting to the end of this crisis.
All right. All we can do is one step in front of the other. Any strategies at work? We're social distancing. If you are essential and you are at work, we're keeping our distance from each other, trying to keep at least 6 feet away, trying to keep our hands washed. And you just kind of day at a time. It's April 7th. We've got 23 more days before the next announcement.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking for some strategies at work. I think we have to be very, very careful that, you know, people are operating in environments that they're not used to, whether they're remote working or they're at work and they're not, you know, talking to each other, interacting as much. So we've got to just make sure that we use the technology that we have available to really stay connected to people during this time, to have some clear expectations, and just maybe the biggest point, don't feed the frenzy. This too shall pass. We've gone through other crises in America. This is a big one. It's definitely going to change the way that we do things in work and hopefully in our life. Some are good, some not.
Elaborate on that a little bit. What do you mean?
Well, for an example, last Sunday night I had a family meeting via Zoom. I've never done that before.
Family meeting via Zoom.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and the same thing with businesses. I mean, some people are really, really effective and efficient in finding out that some of this remote work is actually really good for their business. Some people are reaching out to their clients more than they've ever done before. Mm. It's not all negative. So we've got to take a look and find out what's the silver lining, deal with the situations as they arise, and like you said, keep one step in front of the next.
Yeah, it's all you can do right now.
Sherry, what do you say to people who are feeling resentment to those who are getting outside, and they might be practicing social distancing? I've also seen resentment on social media of why are they buying Easter toys right now? They should be keeping it to the essentials. What do you feel about all of that?
Man, that's a great question. I really feel like in a time of crisis, when people get squeezed, what's inside comes out. And some people are just naturally resentful. There are a lot of good things happening. And the challenge is that when we're kind of confined, we get frustrated and we maybe sometimes look for ways to lash out. I would encourage people to just maybe operate on a belief system that says, hey, I believe that that person that's out there doing what they're doing is doing it for a good reason. It's not, I don't know the circumstances. I can only guess. So why make it a negative thing? Mm-hmm. So I would just encourage people to focus on the positive. If you're stuck at home, you know, your house ought to be as clean as it's ever been. Your yard ought to look fantastic. Your car should be clean.
There you go.
And at least you'll walk out with a different scenario than you walked in with.
Well, Sherry, how do people connect with Sherry Perry via Zoom or any other way?
Well, they can visit my website at sherryperry.com. That's C-H-E-R-I, P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y.com. And that name, by the way, came from my husband that I met almost 30 years ago, the old-fashioned way, in a bar.
Excellent.
Nice rhyming name, but not as good as a woman who once told me she met her husband. Her name was Candy, and his name was Jim Apple. So it was Sherry Perry and Candy Apple.
Okay.
There you go, Sherry. Thanks for joining us. Hang in there and keep it up.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
My pleasure. Sherry
Keeping
Perry.
Keeping it positive with some of those suggestions.
Well, and how about the mayor of Los Angeles saying snitches get prizes? So if you tell on your neighbor, you'll get some sort of reward. Is that like communism?
Right.
That's creepy.
And did you say some people were golfing or something?
Yeah.
And
got busted. People reported they saw him golfing on a golf course that was closed. They got in trouble.
Oh, jeez.
What is wrong? May I ask this? And I really mean it. What the heck is wrong with golf if you take the cart away and you don't touch the flag or the ball washer and there's no rakes out.
What you're using your own equipment.
What the world
you
is wrong with it?
Hand sanitizer.
It's called therapy. Right. Therapy. We need to get out, and golf courses ought to be able to figure out. You don't even have to go in pro shop. Just say, here's my credit card. Call ahead. I'll wave at you when I go by. I'll be the guy with the blue bag, and I'm going to go walk nine holes. It's crazy.
I agree. Golf has revamped their schedule. The Masters moved to November 12th through the 15th. The Open at Royal St. George was canceled. The PGA Championship moved to August. U.S. Open in September. Ryder Cup is the original late September date.
Well, we have a number of people who have jumped on Facebook. Ben is there. Greg, John. Paul said we bought Easter toys and candy because we babysit our granddaughter every day. Mark has jumped on. Also, Tom says, ironic that Howard Hughes, you remember Howard Hughes?
Yes. He kept to himself at the end.
Was considered odd during his recluse period.
Yeah, yes.
It appears he was just ahead of his time. He used Kleenex boxes as shoes as part of his germophobia practices.
I see.
Howie Mandel must be freaking out.
Right.
Kind of. Doug has jumped on. Joey's watching. I once interviewed, and of course I've had a long career of interviews, and I once interviewed a guy who told me about his experience getting in an airplane in Los Angeles and flying to Las Vegas for dinner with Howard Hughes.
Whoa.
He was his friend, and it was before he went into the recluse period.
Uh-huh.
But Howard Hughes was a billionaire before there were many.
Yes.
And an odd guy built that humongous airplane.
Was it the Goose or
it
Gray
was,
Goose? Or
it was,
I'm going to look it up
what
now.
What was the name of Howard Hughes' monster mammoth airplane? But anyway, he was a recluse and odd in so many ways. But right now, you know, we're all a little recluse, or we're supposed to be anyway.
The H4 Hercules.
I thought it was enough. So
the wingspan, 320 feet.
Something bird, wasn't it?
Oh.
It was the Spruce Goose.
Okay, thank you. I said goose.
Yeah, you were there halfway. I had the spruce. Anyway, thank you for all the texts and messages we're getting. Charlie's jumped on. If you would like to, Charles has jumped on. If you would like to reach out via our text, it's area 217-359-2255. Karen says, you are terrific. Where have I been all these years?
Oh, nice.
We're getting some new looks, some new listens on our Facebook. We appreciate that
okay,
a lot.
Thank you
so much. All right, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to ask Bill Dendy about money. You all ought to be getting some sort of a check from the government here in the next 10 days. And then, if you're a business, you ought to be applying for the PPP, Payroll Protection Plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're under 500 people and you are, then you need to apply for the PPP. It's an automatic. It's a slam dunk. Because it's 2.5 times your monthly payroll. Also, you can include your rent. Other expenses will qualify. And then if you use it exactly how you keep your people employed is the big thing.
Yes.
Then it's a grant. And you don't have to pay it back. Wow. We want that.
Uh-huh.
So everybody, I think, is trying this. Brad's jumped on. David has jumped on. Yeah, Paul says it's Spruce Goose. We were right about that.
Yes, thank you, John and Camargo, for texting that in.
Yeah.
359-2255.
Yeah. Tom also had the Spruce Goose.
Uh-huh.
That movie with Leonardo DiCaprio was about Howard Hughes.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I like all Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
Yeah, okay.
They're awesome. So we talked with Frank at Bunny's Tavern, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Talked about the 60-cent wings that you can tap into. And if you know somebody who's having a hard time, 359-2255, Bunny's Tavern in the spotlight today.
Let us know. We are featuring restaurants every day, some great restaurants. I think tomorrow will be Farron's, where they have those burgers that are just stupendous.
Yes, they are.
So
downtown Champaign in the old Radio Maria location.
Yeah, got a lot of seats there. And they're not there except for curbside, of course, right now. But we'll see. And how about Major League Baseball trying to come back in May and everything played in Arizona to nobody?
I heard that.
Empty stands. There's 10 baseball fields, though. including the big one where the Diamondbacks play in Phoenix.
Right, do these round-robin tournament style.
Talking about 2 or 3 weeks of some spring training and then starting perhaps late May as a regular season.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, we'll see. We need something to watch, don't we? Let's go with our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
We have a good day to pitch and catch, and that's more than 6 feet apart, right? Today's high 77, low 54. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 74, low 38. Partly cloudy and windy, gusts up to 30 miles per hour on Thursday. High only 49, down to 30. 49 the high with sunshine expected, down to 34 on Friday. We're currently at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
Now Steve has jumped on. We appreciate everybody on Facebook Live, YouTube channel. It's all stay healthy, all stay safe. And the markets look like it'll be a nice day. It was a really good day yesterday. Was it 1,600 points up or something? Going to jump up 800 here to start. So let's go. 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
People can't eat at most restaurants, but they're still buying from Wingstop. Its sales were higher in the first 3 months of the year, even though it's seeing a slight decline in overall transactions because it's closed dining rooms and switched to takeout and delivery. Diners are spending more per order. Wingstop says most of its business is now meals for families. It's been running a free delivery promotion through the end of April. Digital sales were up 47% in the quarter. Lowe's is closing its home improvement stores on Easter Sunday to allow its 300,000 workers to spend time with family. Lowe's says it'll take steps to make sure no hourly associate loses scheduled hours or has a reduction in pay as a result of closing on Easter Sunday. Chick-fil-A is adding special hand-washing stations at its drive-through restaurants so it's easier for employees to wash their hands. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Lives that inspire.
How has the right to pursue happiness changed your life?
Shows that uplift.
This is so incredible.
Stories that make us believe.
Give it to God. He is doing this for a reason.
Plus, Fox Nation presents the motion picture event, The Passion of the Christ, streaming now for a limited time. Fox Nation invites you to keep the faith. Start your first month of Fox Nation now for just 99 cents.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
Did you have that coming up, Seth, that you were helpful or you saw your parents?
Growing up, my dad was a mailman. My mom was a nurse.
Helping people.
Yeah.
Same theme.
So, you know, we had a good family life. Have an older sister, older brother. We all got along pretty good growing up. So kind of going back to when I was around 18, 19 years old, I first got kind of intrigued in emergency services. Actually, I was living in Mahomet. I'd heard that they had ambulance service based out of the Corn Belt Fire Department up there. So I was trying to figure out ways to get involved in EMS work at the time. So I actually went up there, knocked on the door. Shout out to my buddy Jimmy Zindars, because he was a paramedic that was working that day. Got in a conversation with him. He says to me, hey, we're, you know, accepting volunteers here at the fire department. Didn't really think about that at the time, but put my name in the hat, got put on the fire department there. Did about 6 or 7 years there. Worked for Aero Ambulance.
Sergeant Seth Herrig, Champaign County Sheriff's Department. You are our honored person of the month.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
ESPN 93.5, 823 in Champaign-Urbana in kind of a displaced environment. We're all in that. School at home, unable to do a lot. It's a veritable crowd around neighborhoods now. 6 feet apart, or
yes,
presumably 6 feet apart.
Right, and it's so frustrating trying to be the teacher. I had no idea. I just want to give all those people a virtual hug for all the work they've done, especially with my young son, Aiden, and some of his challenges. We are just not good teachers, but trying to stay focused and say we've got to do this together in our Google Classroom setting.
And I just told you off the air, maybe you shoot for 3 minutes of doing something, accomplish something. driving, take a couple minutes off trying to... I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know
I
that...
I think that's a great suggestion.
If you're not... Because you're not able... If you have autism, you're not able to sit and focus for an hour in a row.
Right. Which
but
we know that.
You do 5 minutes.
Right.
You do 5 minutes. I mean, he can do that. I mean, it's listen, it's a challenge. There's a lot of people... If you have, you know, four kids, there's a whole bunch of people at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to figure it all out. Listen, this is... Not only do you have that, but you've got issues of people being laid off. You got to pay the mortgage. You got Champaign County taxes coming up. There's just a lot of things that will lead to a little more anxiety these days.
Yeah.
And on this Holy Week, the biggest week in on the Christian calendar is this week. Yeah, that's a lot. And then we're supposed to apex a little bit in New York City, where the death and the admittance into hospitals has come down the last few days. We lost a person yesterday in Champaign County, a man in his 80s, had other health conditions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly seems to be the predominance of the attack of this COVID-19 is on older people and other people that have health issues. If you have health issues, no matter what your age, you don't want this. And the stats have kind of remained the same. You know, they're still taking days to get results when you do get tested. They don't test everybody. They test those that have been exposed to somebody with COVID-19 or somebody who's getting pretty sick. When we get, and they're coming out every day, it's just a matter of getting in an Urbana or Champaign. The quick swab, what it'll tell you in 5 to 15 minutes whether you have this virus. And then we're able to identify and then quarantine. Some states are locking down, meaning they don't want you coming in their state. They don't want you leaving your own state. Illinois hasn't got to that point yet. But with Easter week here, some people aren't going to get to be with family.
And talking about Holy Week, I was just pulling up an article that talks about drive-through confessions being offered this week. Of course, many church services shut down and doing the live streaming, and I'm glad to see some of our religious and friends of the cloth that have been adapting to this. But many people in the diocese or parishes have been laid off, and the nursing homes have definitely been suffering because they're not getting that personal visit anymore because they're quarantined.
See, Matthew McConaughey did a senior home bingo.
A virtual bingo.
All right.
That's right.
Matthew McConaughey. There are ways to, I guess, look through the window, but you're right. You've got to isolate some of our older people because they're really vulnerable. And so you can't go see them. They can't see you. This is unlike anything we've ever gone through.
And of course, Italy just pounded, and over 80 Italian priests have passed away. So call a nursing home and say, can we write some notes or something like that?
Even then, what are you writing on?
Well,
I mean, right?
That's true.
You sneeze on the note.
Right.
I mean, it's to the point of...
I went to a place, drive-through that said no cash recently.
Right? No, they don't want your cash either. I was somewhere yesterday, Walgreens, I think, and I gave them the money, said, keep the pennies. I don't want your pennies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a grocery store, and they said, it was Aldi, and they said, you want your cart? Because that had been wiped down. I took another cart, and I thought, I should have kept my cart, because I know that was wiped down. And you pick it up, and then you scratch your nose, and... rub your eye and you got COVID-19. But I think the good news is your odds are not very good. Your odds are not very good. 9 in 10,000 in our county is, I think, the number. 55 total, 60, whatever it is. It's, you know, pretty big county. So you're not very likely to get it. Let's keep it that way. Because, again, our campus shutting down early had to be huge for the spread in our county because of our international community, all the friends we have from all over the world. So, glad we did that.
Uh-huh.
All right, got a break for the news. Bill Dendy will talk a little bit about money. Nathaniel's jumped on. So has Dave and Mary and Steve.
Okay.
Thank you for jumping on Facebook Live. We have people in and out on Facebook Live, as they generally are in the cars. If you're driving around, we know a lot of people listen on the way to work, but a lot of them aren't going to work anymore.
That's right.
So, we've expanded a little bit. We told you about Nick's Paints over there on John Street. right between, is it State going north or Randolph going? Randolph goes
state
south.
State goes south.
Okay, so it's Randolph going north.
SS, State
So between,
south.
Oh, good, what do we remember? Neil and Randolph.
Yes.
There's a place called Nick's Paints. He works a lot of
times. I think Starcrest Cleaners is over on
right
John
over there.
Street.
Anyway, Nick will allow you to go on to BenjaminMoore.com and pick out your paint, give him a call or email, and Nick will bring it to your home, leave it on the doorstep. You don't have to see him. And I'm sure he'll wear gloves so he doesn't touch the handles. You need paint, and to go out and do all that takes a little time and mingling.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that at Nick's Paints in Champaign. Just a heads up, you want paint delivered with all the scrapers and sand or whatever you need, drop cloth, brushes.
356-5711 or nickspaints.com.
All right. News will be coming up next. Bill Dendy, a little on your financial situation. We'll talk to him from Texas. That'll be next. The news from Jamie Monticelli after Fox. 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Illini fans. Now at Jet's Pizza, you can choose between a small salad, any classic sub, Jet's bread with dipping sauce, a medium one-topping hand-tossed round pizza, or a small one-topping Detroit-style pizza. Pick any two or more and get each for $6.49. That's right. Pick two or more for just $6.49. Promo code PC. CK2. Pick two or more for $6.49 each, and contactless delivery is a deal that can't be beat. Jets, better because it has to be.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Nearly 11,000 people have now died with the new coronavirus in the United States. There's a new federal study about COVID-19 and kids.
The report looked at nearly 150,000 confirmed U.S. cases, and about 2,500 of those were children. Most of them didn't become severely ill, but three of the children died. The cases were more common in older children and teens, but the more serious cases were more common in infants.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Australia's highest court frees the Catholic Cardinal George Pell from prison, overturning his child sex abuse conviction.
Judges ruling that the jury ought to have entertained a doubt about his guilt. Pell saying he holds no ill will toward his accuser. Hours after the ruling, the Pope offering his morning mass for those who suffer from unjust sentences.
Fox's Simon Owen. Cardinal Pell was accused of abusing two 13-year-old choir boys in the late 90s. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County has had its first death from COVID-19. It is a male in his 80s with underlying health conditions. No further information was provided. Champaign County reported 7 new cases on Monday, and so the total here now is 63. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District considers 22 of those to have recovered. The Illinois Department of Public Health on Monday announced more than 1,000 new cases and 33 additional deaths. Under the governor's executive stay-at-home order, construction is listed as an essential service. And so with that, a lot of private and public construction projects in Champaign continue to move forward. To best protect the health of on-site construction workers and city inspectors, the city's Building Safety Division is requiring contractors of the larger development projects currently underway in Champaign to submit a COVID-19 job site safety plan. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, markets have bounced up 900 points at 23,500. That's a really, really nice start. Let's see if we can keep it going here. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
I don't know how to turn us down. I just tapped into our Facebook Live.
Oh, you can, there's a little side button.
Okay, gotcha.
I heard a little noise there. It said Diane Ducey is watching. Thank you, Diane.
Yes, thank you.
Shout out.
High 76, low 54, partly cloudy. The winds will pick up, but sunshine expected tomorrow. Again, high in the mid-70s, down into the mid-30s, then high 49, partly cloudy and windy for Thursday, down to right below the freezing point Thursday and Friday are chilly. Right now, the temperature, though, is at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Mary, right back at you. Diane Ducey's watching. Bobby Baker, Catch a Train's watching in New Orleans. Hey, Bobby. Eric is watching as well on Facebook Live. Because you're checking Facebook and you see Stevie J's live, so you click it for a minute or 10. Somebody watched the whole darn show yesterday. Appreciate that. We just try and dispense of information that might be valuable and how you need to wash your hands and all the same things you're hearing every single day. And people are saying, leave me alone. And will our habits change and how will they change? What will be different when we are allowed to get back in the water? I don't think we're going to shake hands for a while. I don't think there'll be any hugging for a while. I think when the vaccine comes out next year, I think there'll be some loosening. And eventually we're going to get back to bro hugs and stuff, I think, eventually. But another anecdote that's pretty good, side deal here, I think it's going to be good for the flu season. If we understand what social distancing is, will the tape come off the floors of the grocery stores about where you're supposed to stand? I haven't had anybody freak out on me or anything like, ooh, I'm walking by you and I don't like that. But people do kind of wait in a crowded grocery aisle for you to pass by, or I'll wait for them to pass by. Really strange. Really a different feel. Hey, Stephen Moore, economist. He was a Trump advisor. He's a University of Illinois graduate. Steve Moore will be on the program tomorrow just after 7 o'clock to begin the program. And, of course, we'll call St. Louis or Virginia, wherever you might be. Ed Martin with Phyllis Schlafly. Ed's a regular Wednesday guest. Thursday, John Decker, our Fox News radio star, who finally got in the press room yesterday, asked three really good questions. They spent 10 minutes on his first question about the legal nature of the Constitution, what the president can and can't do. I thought that was fascinating. But he ought to be in that press room every day, but they only allow 23 reporters a day, and there's a whole lot more of them than 23. But social distancing has won the day. CPA money manager Bill Dendy, nice to have you back, my friend. How are you?
CBJ, always a pleasure. And I think it's wonderful that the markets seem to be indicating that they're seeing a light at the end of this coronavirus tunnel.
Well,
that's a positive for all of us.
It is indeed. Now, Bill Dendy, what about my check? What about the money I'm to receive as an individual? Are they going to be able to figure this out soon?
Oh, my goodness. We've never seen so much happen so quickly. And at first, it was really all about getting checks in the pockets of average Americans. It seems like the second round has a lot more debate on how do our particular constituents get benefits. But first round, it was about taking care of people. And the checks will be arriving. And for those who are unemployed, we have the augmented unemployment benefits that for several months, if we truly are looking to peak on this virus in April, we may all get through this and have a little extra that we didn't expect. And that would sure be a blessing. But it's scary, and it's a scary time. I'm grateful to see that there are some positive glimmers, and it's a time that in a crisis that you need to keep your wits about you and take a look at what all is available, because so much has happened so quickly that we have these neat benefits that you need to act on to be able to truly get the benefit of them.
I can't think, and again, I'm hopeful, but boy, to dispense of what, $360 billion to small businesses like ours to actually get the payroll protection plan, get that through your bank, you think that'll work as well?
Yes, but again, for those who are acting quickly, for any of our listeners who would qualify, talk to your banker, talk to your CPA, talk to your attorney about getting your application in today.
Yeah.
Because it is one of those systems that is first come, first serve. And it seems that those who are more aware and more connected have a distinct advantage over those who are just figuring it out.
How dangerous is it to continue to borrow trillions of dollars to pay me? I mean, is this, I know about recessions. What about the D word, Bill? Are you worried about a depression if this thing goes too long?
I'm concerned about our government's response to it. We did need a response. And when they talk about $800 billion, then it gets to a trillion, then it's another trillion, and this is the first wave. We're going to have a couple more waves. We're the ones that will have to pay that eventually. And we already had a situation where we were running a deficit. We had the highest debt our nation's ever seen. And we're in relatively low interest rate environment. So much could change. And we could be setting ourselves up for a very bleak future. With that said, I don't want to concentrate on that too much because I don't want to bet against the U.S. economy mm-hmm. and our ability to mm-hmm. come through things. And I do want to make sure that people are able to take advantage of things that we've been given, like the ability to extend our tax returns to July. Our returns and our payments are due till July. And for those who are going to be okay through all this, it's a great opportunity to make those IRA and Roth IRA contributions. They're not due until July. So halfway through the year, we get to look back and see, can we make contributions for the previous year?
Gotcha.
Additionally, those who are retired, those over 70 and a half, that have to normally take the required minimum distributions from their IRAs, they can choose not to this year, thereby saving some tax dollars. Huh. And Bill, for those who have been unemployed, it may be a good time to do Roth conversions. Yes, sir.
Bill Dendy, oil, you're in Texas. I say it's coming back at some point. I know there's a gob of it now, but we're going to need oil in this country for the foreseeable future. This might be a great buying opportunity in a whole lot of stocks and a whole lot of funds that you can get in, because I think it's a buying time, isn't it?
Headline news on Bloomberg today was that the several experienced oil people in Midland, Odessa are now reversing their view, and they're starting to buy in the Permian Basin again. But just because it's cheap doesn't mean it doesn't get cheaper.
Yep,
just because it's a low price doesn't mean the price doesn't get lower beforehand.
Yep.
So I would say take it's nice when things go on sale, but it doesn't mean they're totally on the clearance rack yet.
Yep.
They could be a little less expensive in the future. Just keep that in mind. Don't be a short-term market prognosticator. But if you had money on the sidelines, it was supposed to be in the market already, and you see a 30% discount, it may be a great time to make that entry.
Bill, how do people find you?
I hope they do. It's elitefinancialmanagement.com or elitefm.net. Either one will get there. And I tell you, it's a great time to talk to your CPA, talk to your attorney, talk to your certified financial planner, somebody who's a specialist in this area, and make sure that you're prepared for the next crisis, but take advantage of some of the benefits that a crisis does present. And those benefits are those lower pricings and these tax cuts.
Man, I wish I had about $1 million to buy a bunch of Boeing. Whew, man, that jumps $23 in a day now. B-A. Take a look at that thing. Hey, Bill, pleasure always.
God bless you. Always a pleasure.
God bless you, too. Bill Dendy down in Texas, a money guy. So we'll get our stimulus checks. We'll get, hopefully, some small business loans for folks and keep everything spinning, keep everybody employed.
Our tax returns bumped till July, yep. So let's take advantage of that. ElitefM.net.
All right, ESPN 93.5, it is 8:41.
Hey, I was just thinking about this. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Get yourself some breakfast before you go to work. Where they say the egg came first.
The egg came first.
Eat them on a sandwich, let the coffee quench your thirst. Where they say the egg came first.
The egg came
the
first.
The age-old case is closed, the case is cracked. So come on down to Cracked.
Come on down.
The age-old case is closed, the case is cracked. So come on down to Cracked.
Come on down.
Get yourself some breakfast before you go to work. Where they say the egg came first.
The egg came first.
Eat them on a sandwich, let the coffee quench your thirst. Where they say the egg came first.
The egg came first.
Check out Cracked on Green Street in Campustown.
A reminder that Honda BMW of Champaign is still open by appointment. They're available for vehicle service and are helping keep you safe with complete disinfection offered for the inside of your vehicle. If you don't want to leave your home and head in to Honda BMW, no worries. They're available online. That's right. You can buy a car completely online and they'll deliver it to you. Find the vehicle that fits your needs without ever leaving your couch. Honda BMW of Champaign, here to serve you during this tough time. Located at the corner of Neal and Burwash or online, drivechampaign.com.
Well, we welcome Kathy, Becky, Joyce, Julie, and Terry have jumped on our Facebook Live. Thanks for watching and listening. Earlier this morning, we caught up with Fox News radio reporter Jeff Manasso. There's actually an election. The primary in Wisconsin is a go.
If you kind of look between the lines here and kind of watch what happened. So the Democrats, they thought they were solid in this state. They saw the absentee ballots pouring in from Dane County, that's Madison, liberal stronghold. They saw them pouring in from Milwaukee County, that's the biggest county in the state. lion's share of Democratic votes, Democratic stronghold, and they thought they were solid. So there was no delay, no delay, no delay. And then there's what the state calls these wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, Republican strongholds. They later came, started to come in. You start to see the absentee ballots coming in, pouring in, and outnumbering Dane and Milwaukee County. And then all of a sudden, you have a move by the governor to put this to shut this thing down. And so Republicans said, "Look, you know, you never once approached us, the assembly speaker." Robin Voss, he said, the governor never approached us, not once asking us for a delay in the weeks prior to this. So we're going to move forward with the election. We've got all 72 counties that are going to be safe. We've got county clerks there that are making the necessary changes. We've got masks for necessary employees and other provisions. And we've got the National Guard that are going to help make sure that every county, every polling place is operational. And
that's going on in Wisconsin today, so they will have a vote. Will Bernie Sanders have a good turnout? Apparently there's an in-state Supreme Court seat that's a biggie, and maybe some politics played into that. The Democratic governor, it's a Republican-held House, and I believe Senate, and I think it went all the way up to the state Supreme Court, then the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow.
And everything along party lines, essentially, is how everybody voted.
It makes you wonder how things are going to turn out.
I don't know.
Whether the people will turn out.
Yeah, yeah, right. You go vote today. And,
right.
And you know, a lot of our election judges in Illinois are older.
Right. That's why they called in Wisconsin's National Guard.
Well, do the guys know how to do that? Men and women of the National Guard?
They'll learn how to do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they are. 8:46.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. You get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first, because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather, National Weather Service.
We're already at 64, Stevie, and today's high 76.
Nice.
54, our low tonight, partly cloudy conditions. High 74 tomorrow with more sunshine, then dropping down to 38 with a 20% chance of showers. Partly cloudy and windy, gusts up to 30 miles per hour on Thursday. High only 49, low 30. 49 the high with sunshine as we wrap up the week. Friday down to around 34. In the evening, and we're getting into Easter. I know we're not going many places and not going to a service, but over the weekend, we'll be up into the mid-50s, down into the mid-40s. Again, 64 now, overcast, ESPN 93.5.
You still have your little family Easter egg,
agreed.
Hunt.
Agreed.
Totally dye eggs,
uh-huh.
Do all of that.
And hide the plastic eggs out in the yard, or if it's bad weather, in some room, have special prizes. Don't take this away from the kids. Make sure they know the true meaning of Easter.
Yeah, you bet.
Resurrection Sunday.
You bet. 8:48.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community. Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Well, we called London earlier this morning, talked to Simon Owen, radio reporter for Fox, about the Prime Minister there.
Yes, Johnson's office at 10 Downing Street has just done its lunchtime briefing, given a few more details about Boris Johnson's condition. It says he's been stable overnight, that he remains in good spirits, that he is receiving oxygen support, but that he is breathing without any other assistance. So he's not got a ventilator, and he's not on anything in between standard oxygen and a ventilator. But he has been moved to the ICU, and reports here say that the reason he was moved was so that he would be close to a ventilator should he need one.
Simon Owen in London earlier on Boris Johnson, their prime minister, who signed over the power in case he did become totally incapacitated. But you get to a ventilator, I don't think that's very good. I think that's on the way to dying, as many people are on ventilators for, I think, weeks in certain conditions. So it attacks the lungs, the respiratory systems. And I think one of the worst aspects of this thing is you're going to die alone.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be in there. You're not really supposed to be in there. You could catch it yourself.
Because you're in isolation.
Yep, right.
And a lot of people looking at their plan in case they were to have this bug hit them so that they have all their wishes in line because it acts so fast. I know that's kind of a morbid thought, but it's made Mike and I talk about things.
Boy. Want to thank all the people on Facebook Live this morning. Bobby Oslam and Greg have jumped on. Thank you so much for taking a peek at us. We're here every morning, weekday morning, from 7 to 9, and we welcome you coming back tomorrow. Stephen Moore, noted economist, University of Illinois graduate, former Trump advisor, will talk about all this money that we're giving away, and I would argue I think we need to, because social unrest comes after money dries up. It's a danger, and they were worried about riots in France and some of the other places, Italy, looting. I think burglaries are up 75% in New York.
Oh, boy.
Because people sometimes do different things. There's your core of bad. I don't think that's a big number. But right. Then you have people that are desperate trying to get stuff for their family. So we got to be careful. We'll see. We'll continue to track all of this. Remember, our restaurant of the day has been Bunny's Tavern in Urbana. If you would like $50 to have maybe some smoked wings today, I can get you 84 of them because we're rounding up.
Yeah, they're 60 cents each.
It came out to 83 and a third, and Frank, one of the owners, said, nah, he'll round up as opposed to taking two bites out of it. So it's 83, 84 wings,
$50 to Bunny's Tavern, locally owned and operated right in Urbana, stone's throw from our radio at the Pines, relatively speaking.
Bunny's also giving you that growler if you want that, that half-gallon mug of beer.
Apparently, alcohol sales are up. And who's selling pot on Green near Neil? What dispensary is that? It's always got like cones and people guarding the driveway.
I know.
What is up with pot sales?
I mean, people are staying in, so.
I guess so.
And recreational sales are legal now.
And they're up, I would think.
Yeah.
We will meet back and rendezvous tomorrow morning. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Stay safe. Hang in there. It's going to be okay. I totally believe this too shall pass. It will. We just got to hold on and hope we get baseball back in May, as has been the talk from a story that came out last night. Some form of it, Arizona, no fans, whatever. I watched the Saints play the Atlanta Falcons from 2006 after Katrina. That's what we're watching right now, so we need something. Hey, have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Again, have a great Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3900. 42.
Rescue workers face death every day, and far too often their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tapman's Towing.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just seen us in the game number 7.
Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day. Cardinals Radio Network.
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just seen us in the game number 7.
It's the Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crewnecks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
Hi, this is Mary Jurison, the office manager at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. When I started here 8 years ago, I was excited to work with such passionate owners. Little did I know how much that would inspire my passion into remodeling and building. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, I know how much we care about your home. My team of ladies and our amazing crews are here for any of your home needs. Check out our website at CUUnderConstruction.com and TheCUServices.com. The next time you have a home project or any type of service need, call us and see how we are building better together.
See the showroom today.
top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom, top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis